Well, we no sooner finished talking about Forever Home and some of the animals in the area looking for their new Forever Homes when we welcome Andrea Shocker into our studio with Canal Bark to bring us up to speed on some new developments with her business. Hey, Andrea, good morning.
Good
nice morning. To have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So what does Canal Bark do? It's a it's a cool business that couldn't maybe have existed, definitely wouldn't have existed 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah, so we're up located by the airport, just one road over from Animal Allies, who you were just talking about earlier.
Right.
Yep.
If you get lost and you're driving through the airport, you'll actually drive right back,
yep,
right by.
That's right. So we, our big feature is the day camp, and so that's the part that's pretty new, particularly to Duluth, but a lot of the metro areas have really embraced dog day camp. And what that is you can drop your dog off first thing in the morning when you go to work or just go out to spend a day in the sun, and your dog stays and plays with other dogs in a supervised environment. But we actually offer kind of what we call a one-stop, which is boarding for cats and dogs. We offer day camp. We do training classes. We have a groomer, and we have a retail store. So we try to have a little bit of everything there for whatever you need for your pets.
Wow. And again, this is the kind of thing that wouldn't maybe have existed 30 years ago. I'm really fascinated as, a person who's really involved with and invested in companion animals, mine and everybody else's, it seems. How have we changed as a society? You know, dogs are legally classified and cats are legally classified as property. But it seems like our society is moving in a kind of a different direction the way we see them.
Yeah, people really consider their animals, their pets, part of their family now. And so this is kind of an answer to that. I mean, I grew up on a farm, a 200-acre farm in central Missouri, and our dogs kind of ran loose. And I'm sure back then we would have laughed at something like this. But
and they weren't allowed in the house, no doubt.
Sometimes.
Once in a while,
but
right.
Mainly they were outside. And, you know, people have changed a lot with the dogs becoming a real part of their family. Particularly, we see young professionals moving to the Duluth area who maybe don't have kids, and they have the dogs and the cats, and those are part of their family and their kids. And so we really focus on safety and having staff that are well-trained in animal behavior. Because we know how important it is for them to have a good experience and for people to feel safe having their pets over, spending the night or spending a week while they're on vacation. We want to take the worry away from them being able to go out of town.
Well, and it's nice to have the sense that your animals can have enrichment activities. This is something else that people are becoming aware of. You know, for an animal to sit in a kennel for, 3 days or something while you're gone, only let out to go outside. It's fun for them to get out and interact with each other, but it's like kids. You got to supervise because
yeah,
you never know when the spitting or the hitting or the biting is going to begin.
Exactly. We have a nap room, particularly for our day camp dogs, because it's a lot like little kids. They need time out and they get overstimulated. So they take turns during the day. So they don't play the whole day because the dog you leave at home during the day doesn't play all day either. He goes to sleep a good portion of that. So they have nap time, you know, snack time, everything, you know, mat time, everything the kids do at your normal day camp. And we find that actually a lot of the mental things where we do playtime and toys and interactive stuff, that tires them out just as much as a rough play game.
Oh, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
I have a special needs dog who can't play for any length of time and play very rough. But if I get something to occupy her mind, then, you know, an hour or so of that, and then it's just, whoo, she's done for the day.
Yeah, it's just like us when we have meetings all day, and you say, why am I tired at the end of the day? It's the same for the dogs, something to concentrate on. You know, people, I myself have two pretty young ones that I bring to the day camp from time to time. And I have to say it's nice in the evening to come home and not have them just going crazy and all over me and having them ready to sit down, pet.
They're
have
kind
a nice
of in
evening.
The same place that you are
yeah, exactly.
by the end of the day. Now, I'm a little bit surprised about you've just recently opened a new location, and it just surprises me a little bit, the idea, again, that that a business like this with our culture, you know, with our culture, I'm so interested in the way our culture has changed, and that the business can expand, and that, you know, a downtown location, I don't know, there's just something about this that makes me think that, I don't think that it's like on the one hand, the way that we think of dogs has changed, but I mean, something like your business expanding is really concrete evidence that people's attitudes are changing. Sometimes I think critics kind of roll their eyes and they look upon this attitude of humans as, kind of immature, maybe. Oh, you're trying to substitute animals for people, and you can't substitute animals for children, and that kind of thing. Or are companion animals for people companion animals? And they're valued like people, but nobody's confusing them that they're really fuzzy two-legged kids.
Yeah, I think you hit on a really good point. You know, my own dogs, they're part of my family, but they aren't my children. I have a child. but they are really close companions, and they're really important in my life, and they're important in my son and my husband's life. And we want to do the right thing for them, and we want them to be happy. If they're going to be living with us, we want them to be happy and stimulated mentally and physically. And they do so much for us. And I know a lot of us, you know, when no one else at work wants to listen, or no one else at work wants to, you know, you think, be nice, the dogs don't talk back. They listen. They let you pet them. And it's a great stress reducer. I think it helps us live longer, more fulfilling lives to have the pets with us. And I think our society has accepted that, you know, we're not just being frivolous by saying that this is an important part of our lives, that this is really... this is real. There's studies that have shown this. We have the pet away stress here at UMD, and I know the students greatly, and not just the students, but everybody really looks forward to it. And it does let
there's a lot of different people that show up at the...
Yeah, my husband goes, I think, too.
Yeah.
It really helps us just calm down. It's like yoga for the soul or something. I just love it. You're right about, I have to say I was surprised we were able to expand so quickly. We came up with starting just a daycare is what our first plan was, and I realized that it was going to be a little difficult. A lot of the folks we talked to in Duluth said, well, Duluth's not ready for that. We, you know, dogs are not kids here. We're just not ready for that. And I didn't really believe that because I think, you know, the Twin Cities, I bet they have 20, 30, 40 of these places down there. And I think Duluth is ready for it. But we combined that with the boarding and all the other services. And that's turned out to be a great thing for us because once a pet is with us for one of the services, I think their owner feels like it's a good place for their animal to go, and they're more comfortable, and everything works out. So we have a lot of people who basically take advantage of everything. So their dog, they feel comfortable boarding them when they come for daycare and socialize. I will say that our biggest wait list is for the daycare. So we decided, I really love having a business in Duluth. I like supporting the Duluth area, supporting the business community. It's a wonderful place, and I want to support the downtown too. So we thought, you know, we have quite a few of our folks who work and live downtown and come up the hill to drop their dog off every morning, that this would be a great opportunity. So we are partnering with Giant Voices, who bought a building downtown, the 200 block of Superior, West Superior. And they had an open area in the basement and said, hey, they had worked on some stuff for us. And they said, hey, you want to check this out? That would be a lot of fun to partner. And so opportunity came up, and I thought, you know, this will be a great thing. We're going to move our training downtown, too, in the evenings, which is, you know, the training we do because we think it's an important part of educating the public. It's not our main business, but we have qualified trainers, and we offer we take 1 week off between 6-week rotations and offer obedience and manners, and we do a puppy kindergarten. And I think we have so many new owners coming in with their puppies who've never had a dog before, and it gets everybody off on a right start. And so for us, that's part of serving the area and making it available to people. And we hope to have educational workshops and meet the breeds and dog educational things on the weekends. So we're really excited to be part of downtown and get closer and help revitalize that whole area. We will be an entrance right across from the new DTA area on the 200 block of West Michigan Street. So,
well, I know that at the end of June, it's National Take Your Dog to Work Day. It's not widely observed in Duluth yet. Yeah, how close do you think Duluth is to, you know, one day a year, Take Your Dog to Work Day?
Yeah, we actually were downtown this year at Giant Voices for Take Your Dog to Work Day, and they had probably 20 dogs running around the cubicle areas in there, and it was great fun. Yeah, I think we're getting real close. I hear a lot from some of the downtown businesses, particularly some of the bigger ones, that as they're recruiting some of the professionals to come in the area, it's a draw for them to know that there's a place that has some of these services for their pets because they are part of their family. We have a lot of people who've come in since we opened and said, you know, I moved here from such and so on the East Coast or out in California, and I was really worried I'd be able to find another place for my dog that was like the one I had before. Thank goodness we had this opportunity. So not only are we ready, I think we're getting really close to that being a big part of our community here.
That is fascinating to know. Who would have thought that economic development has 4 feet?
Yes, right.
Wow. Andrea, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You bet.
What a treat to have you here in the studio. Andrea Shocker this morning of Canal Bark. And turns out, who would have thunk it, that folks are looking for the kinds of companion animal services that they maybe had in bigger cities when they moved to Duluth. And when they find out that it's here, it turns out to really be a draw.